There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Oh, no, wait.
I can.
There we go.
Yeah.
Okay. Hello, show. Welcome to another
Lechica.
If it's your first time here, listen to this.
Listen to this.
As I've always said on every
Lechica.
Because you are wrong. I've always said on every Lechica.
Every?
Listen to this.
Every?
Listen to it. Yeah.
Fucking liar.
I've never said don't
listen
to this if it's your first time here.
Oh, so you're lying. We're lying in this podcast. I'm 105 pounds. You know,
I got abs.
I got blue eyes and long nails. Long nails.
Welcome to Lechica. This is where we read your Leche fan mail. We answer some of your gatasa question. But if it is your first time here, also we suggest you listen to our regular mixes, which we talk about titties and which are the trending topics in our own lives. But this is more just this is for you. It's for the fans.
It's for the fans
because we are at 300,000 streams, Rika G, and counting. So congratulations to us, and thank you everyone who has made the Hala Hala Show the number 8 news and politics podcast. In the Philippines.
I always brag about this. There's this one time in elementary school where I was number four in a singing contest. But we were just five.
Five, yeah. As they say, man. Top five.
Top five.
Not bad. All right, let's start it off. Kaka, the first one is from Lau.
Okay, go.
Okay. Hi, Rika and JC. You can call me Lau, smiley face. I've been listening to your podcast since, I think, 2018. I'm also
You missed our 2017
what
podcast?
What happened, bro?
What the hell, dude?
we started 2018, so that's the start. I'm also part of your Gen Z audience.
Ooh,
share ko lang.
What's Gen Z?
Gen Z, they're younger than us.
Oh.
They're probably... So Gen Z, maybe the oldest Gen Z is what, 21?
So what 22? Are like, we're 22.
We're millennials.
We're 22, right?
Yeah, we are lying on this podcast. So, gusto ko lang po sabihin na when something is trending during the week, I always think, ano kayang sasabihin ni Rika and JC tungkol dito?
I wonder.
News and politics. Also, the reason why I wrote this email is because of what I saw on Instagram. So here it goes. I was scrolling through Instagram while procrastinating. Seems. Then I saw a picture of Ross Butler, the actor in 13 Reasons Why, and Riverdale, right? He's Riverdale, season one? One of the, I think.
Nakanong putch naman tong email. Oh, sige, basahin mo.
Oh,
bilis, go.
But at first, I thought it was JC.
We are lying on this podcast.
Lying.
Lies. All right, we're starting lying. All right.
Wait. Oh, shit. It got lost on my screen. Can you finish it? It got lost on my screen.
Shit. But at first, I thought it was JC, and then I went to JC's IG, and I was shocked. Because they kind of looked alike. Yun lang naman po, but I'm really not sure if you can see the similarities. Because it was just at first glance that you would think that Ross is JC. But when you stare at it, hindi niya talaga kamukha, but
okay.
I still can't unsee it.
Thank you. Right.
Maybe if JC grew more facial hair, I guess.
I tried, right?
He's trying. Sorry if this is Taglish. I didn't want JC to struggle with Tagalog words because I just wanted to do a quick email, but my mind is drained by online class. So this ended up kind of long. It's fine. I think, you know, you appreciate that, right? Yeah. To learn more Tagalog.
Anyways, thank you so much for everything because this is the first podcast that I've listened to and you don't know how you've helped me a lot, especially when I was in a rough time in my life. Mm-hmm. And where you've been and TTs always make me smile and be productive. Both of you have a special place in my heart.
Aww.
A quick question.
Like where? The aorta?
The ventricular motion.
The right
aorta. Ano ba yung mga valves?
Mm-hmm.
A quick question before I end this. Are you planning on selling merch?
Ooh, child.
You did not go there.
Look at all these chickens.
Or do you already have one? Even if it's just pins or stickers, I'm willing to give you my money. Kahit na walang allowance baon ngayon.
Uy, no.
No.
We are
budgetarians.
Yeah, budgetarians.
That's all. I love you both so much and stay safe. Always, for reference, I screenshotted a pic of JC and JC. Ah, Ross Butler. I thought it was me, bro. I thought it was
me,
too.
Dude, look at that. Like, the scroll. And then after, you're like, I need it.
I've talked about facial hair because I use minoxidil and shit on my face. Don't do it, by the way. Look it up. I mean, do it if you look it up and you feel like you're comfortable. I tried. It's hard. Okay. It's hard. So yeah, the question, Rika G, are we planning on selling merch? Okay, we've always said
it's always been there.
It's always been there.
But this is,
we finally did something different.
We
wrote a letter
to Mr. Merch of the Philippines.
We actually sent it to Steffi already.
Yes.
Yeah. So we sent our design request to a graphic designer.
To a professional.
Finally. Mm-hmm. We've never done that before. Yeah. Like every time we say we're going to do it, Rika and I talk about it and then we kind of just dance around the subject and we're like, oh, we got ideas, but we never moved on to the next step. We finally have done
here
that.
Here it is. So, yeah. Okay. So you just got to wait up for it.
Because hopefully it's not Christmas easy. Christmas time-ish, you know.
Or a little before.
A little before, hopefully. Yeah. So that's what we're planning. All right?
Yeah. The part where you still have money because you haven't, you know, gotten the gifts.
Or you're getting your Christmas money.
That's true.
Caca!
Sabina, can I just add?
Ooh, yeah.
I'm listening to the Lecheca for this week and we're talking about the website. Rate
My Professor, yeah.
Just a fun fact, Ted Mosby is there. That's
really?
Fun. Thank you again. Really?
Maybe just like a fun, somebody made a fake. Because Ted Mosby is a professor, right? In the,
okay.
I wonder if Ross Geller is there then.
Oh, that's true. He's a professor in he is.
Art of
Friends.
Paleontology.
Speaking of paleontology, did you see the meme, the meteor?
No.
Meteor.
What meteor?
It's a TikTok. You invite him, hey God, hey, what's up?
No.
And did you put more muscles in the dinosaurs like I told you?
Oh.
What do you mean? I told you to make them meteor. You said a meteor. Meteor.
TikTok, maybe.
Meteor. I wanted to say something, but
about
I
about merch? Or about me looking like Ross Butler.
Ross Butler.
He's hot.
Yeah, he is.
Do you like the other guy, though, who replaced him on Riverdale?
Oh. I don't know.
He's also in Bad Boys for Life. I forgot
I don't know
his name.
Anymore, but I do like Brandon Flynn, who's in Ratched.
What does that have to do with Ross Butler?
No, he's in Riverdale, right? Is he? Is in 13 Reasons Why.
Is he? I stopped after season one.
Yeah.
Of 13 Reasons. Caca?
Caca!
This one, Rika G, you read it. I don't know if there's a name at the end. I don't think there's a name, so
let's just read it. So, dude. At the Rika and Kuya JC. Can you? Ah, it's fine. Please just...
We're Gen Z.
We're 20.
I prefer my...
my just, age 21.
Call me Jace.
Please keep my name anonymous. Because I'm too shy. My coworker avidly listens to your podcast on Spotify and recommended that I try it as well. Since then, I've been listening to your podcast ever since Mix 49.
Nice.
What happened to the 48 episodes? It's probably trash, right? It's fine. I would like to send a Lecha fan mail ever since, but I'm too shy to do it. But here we are. It's now or never. It's very timely, too, that I try to send one this week because upon listening to your last Lechica episode, you guys were talking about your experiences with teachers, professors, and the academy.
Oh, that was 2 weeks ago. Yeah,
2 weeks ago. I'm only 22. Us too!
Hey!
Look at that! Okay. I'm a young computer teacher in a private institution.
Wow, 22-year-old professor?
Wow.
Or teacher? Wow.
I really enjoyed your last episode because even though you experienced terror profs and teachers, you both believe that teaching is a very noble profession.
It is. Very much.
That episode uplifted my spirit, especially what Aterika said. It is really my passion to teach, especially about technology, and I really want my students to succeed in life. This pandemic really hits our school because some of my coworkers have been retrenched.
Oh, no.
And other teachers really struggle with online class situations.
It's really a bummer because my workload for this school year was super big. Like, it's a workload for two other teachers. And aside from that, we keep on checking students' work at home, after work, and even on weekends. Damn, that sucks. I just want to share that last year, I had a lesson about digital information and or online platforms. Since I'm a fan of you guys, I gave my students an activity in which they will make a short podcast.
Look at that!
talking about some of our topics and lessons. I use your podcast for an example. I hope Kuya JC and Ate Rica won't get mad. Don't.
We'll get mad excited.
Yeah, man.
Right?
Or
you were just
mad. That's mad.
I go with
man. They really enjoyed it since it's a new platform for them to share and exchange information. That's really cool.
I know. That's amazing.
I know some of them now listen to your podcast as well. Shout out to you guys. Huge thanks, Ate Rica and Kuya JC. I hope my fan mail will reach you. It did. More power to your podcast, and I hope you guys would get more sponsors to pay the bills and recognition. You guys deserve all the best. We did get a new sponsor last mix.
Oh, look at that.
Shout out Sunbeams Lifestyle.
It's called The Power of Suggestion.
It is, it
is. Just think about it, and they will come to you.
We got it. Oh, man, that's a really cool activity.
I know.
Activity.
I mean, for you to actually use it in a professional, educational setting.
Yeah.
Because, I mean...
How cool would that have been in school, right?
I
never
know,
had that.
I know.
Your assignment. Your assignment is to make a podcast.
Oh, that's amazing.
About what you're learning on the what you learned this
because
week.
Because even if you're not used to it and you're a little nervous, mm-hmm. it gets you excited
yeah.
to actually make something new.
That's so cool, man.
Right?
What a great like way to educate. Like, I love shit. That's the stuff you remember.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I never remembered all the, like, the lectures that... You know what I mean? There's lectures and it just gets lost unless you write it down. But if you do a podcast, well, A, you can go back and listen to yourself. But B, that's something you won't forget, like as an experience. Just that's something really cool. Wow.
And something that you did.
That's
dope. You know, you can always go back to it, like say in the future. Oh, I remember I made a podcast. Maybe I want to do it now again.
Yeah.
And actually, it's amazing because, you know, most of the stuff that we do on in school is mostly traditional. Mm. Mostly the professors before did that and the professors before them did that.
Yeah.
This one is fairly new.
Yeah.
It's a new thing that you can introduce to your students and they understand it.
Yeah. Or at least they will get into it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's something
they can
that,
get into
because it's very it's directed at the generation now because we exist in a world where media is accessible online almost instantly.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really cool.
Look at us being brainy.
I know, man. News and politics, right? That joke never gonna get old, bro. I can't believe
I can't
we're fucking
take,
number 8 or 7.
I can't take myself seriously.
Dude, I think
honestly.
We literally peaked at like number 2 on news and pop next to like NPR or some shit like that.
Okay.
Oh, but do shout out. It's true. Shout out to the teachers. I think I've shared here. I wanted to be a teacher, right? Before. I told you that. I wanted to teach kids that were not old enough to be assholes.
Yeah.
I think like grade 5 or 6 because I thought it was really cool. And to all the teachers that are having a hard time, that's really rough, the online stuff. So I hope they're doing well.
Yeah, I know. That's rough.
And thank you very much for sharing the podcast in general because that's really nice as well. Anything else you want to say about
that's really cool. Thank you. Thank you.
Kaka.
Kaka.
Kaka. This one from
Rama.
Rama.
Hi, JC and Rika. I hope you're doing well. I'm Rama, and I'm a frozen, solid leche fan.
Solid.
Whoa! That's cool.
That's cool.
I'm a frozen, solid leche fan
Dude.
Since mix one. Write that
Copyright.
Down.
Copyright.
Write that down, man.
Patented.
You're not writing it down.
Dude, we're going to remember that. I'm frozen solid.
I know. I really love your show. Damn. You guys keep me updated to what's happening
Why
out there. Why
do you think of that?
I know.
You're so witty. You
know
you
what?
Didn't think about that
the
whole time?
Our fans are amazing.
Frozen solid.
They're brainy.
They're frozen solid.
I really love your show. You guys keep me updated to what's happening
That's
out
so
there.
Good.
I stopped listening to news. I stopped listening. Guys, listen
to
the
news.
News.
CNN who? CNN who, Rika G? I never heard of them. We don't know her.
We
don't know CNN.
Oh.
Okay, carry on.
Okay,
carry on.
Wait lang.
Okay, kasi nakakainis lang.
Nakakainis lang.
Okay.
Yun. At least on your show, may halong comedy, shade, meaningful insights, and opinions na nakakainis na government happenings. I'm curious about your work and side hustles. Based on your where you beans, parang marami kayong ganap and works, pero super happy pa rin. I feel kind of envious because, kasi I don't feel that way.
Because, kasi. Kasi you translated. You translated.
Because I don't feel that way.
Because I don't feel that way. So work / normal days ko. Okay?
I don't know why I'm laughing.
I don't know. That it wasn't even that funny, bro. Wait, what did you translate? I feel kind of anxious. You translated kasi to because.
Because.
Ah, okay.
There
okay.
You go.
Because I don't feel, yun, kasi I don't feel that way sa normal / work days ko. Mm. Parang okay naman ako ngayon. Hindi naman ako sad. Pero hindi rin ako happy / nag-enjoy sa work ko the same way you guys do. And I want to feel the way sa work. I want to feel that way sa work ko. I've always wanted to change career, but I have no idea what to do. Medyo scared ako mag-change ng career kasi I'm not good at other skills aside from my profession. So I won't earn much. I need the money because, you know, Philippines. Should I stop thinking about shifting careers? OA lang ba ako? I love your vlogs. I'm already subscribed to Rika's YouTube account. Yay! And watched all her videos. Whoa, we got a fan here.
Wow.
I also follow JC's IG and right now I'm binge watching his vlogs. Ako po yung nag-ask sa IG if nagva-vlog rin si JC. Oh yeah, that's right. From the last, this a question. Thank you guys and more power to your podcast and more Let Your Fans to come. Heart, love, Rama, IG, Rama_1/2.
Okay, so the question here is, should I stop thinking about shifting careers? Okay lang ba ako?
I don't think so. Especially now during a pandemic where keeping your livelihood is very important. Mm-hmm. It's very important to keep a job. I think even if you don't really like it,
true.
I think right now.
But remember what we said. Mm. I don't know if it was like a couple of episodes or maybe I think...
We're not making money. Is that where you're going to go
to? No. Oh. What I'm saying is you can actually keep a career. And if you do want to pursue something else, there is a way around that.
Side hustles, yeah.
Side hustles.
Yeah.
Why do you think people think that, you know, we're super happy with, you know, our life? When obviously everybody's not that happy. It may just seem like it.
Yeah.
You know, especially with social media.
Mm-hmm.
So why do you think is that? Is you know, you think it's because we share our lives on Instagram and only the best parts?
I think it's because, well, honestly, I think you and I are happy with our own lives because we share it on the podcast.
Right.
Because we talk about everything. I mean, on IG, we have IG stuff. Yeah. And you post stuff that isn't even sponsored. You know what I mean? Like, but you can't get the whole picture, at least on the podcast. I think that's why Rama kind of knows we're happy. Because we laugh about what we do, we talk about it with enthusiasm, yeah. And I think that's what it is in terms of because Rama says, "Parang naiingit siya sa atin because we seem so happy."
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's because because we enjoy what we do, our side hustles.
Yeah.
I mean, you enjoy hosting, right?
Yeah.
Actually, Rika and I were talking about it. Was it last week? We miss hosting live.
Yes.
And we don't really. I mean, not that hosting online is bad, but it's just something different about hosting live.
It is. It's a totally different thing.
And I think I've shit on hosting Deboos. Like, I think I told you this.
Yeah.
I'm not like the biggest
fan
of hosting.
Favorite.
It's not my favorite thing, but I love the energy that, you know, I try to bring. So we really love what we do. And I think it's a side hustle. Even though it does, for Reek and I, ironically, our side hustle makes more money than our main job.
It is. It's.
But even,
weird.
But like, say for now, like during this pandemic, we talked about it, we're not getting that many gigs. But the fact that we love what we do when we do get a gig, I think that's what's really important. So to answer your question, should you switch careers? Right now, I don't think it's the best idea.
Idea, yeah.
And you're thinking about, you don't know what to do. But he says, he or she, I don't know what Rama identifies as, but Rama says that they want to switch careers thinking about it, but they don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you have to figure that out first. But once you do, I promise you, if you start doing it, you're going to like it. Because you thought of it.
Yeah.
Diba? Like Rika and
the
I...
The fact that you thought about it.
Yeah, I don't want to speak for you, but for me, I didn't get into hosting like as a... That wasn't my plan growing up. Like, I didn't know... I told you. I told you guys here on the podcast that... I didn't know I was going to get into radio. Mm. I kind of fell into it. And then with radio, it's just like it's the natural progression is hosting because it's part of the, it's the same realm. So once I found out I love radio, then I got into hosting. So if you're not enjoying your main job, I understand that. But once you find something that you really like, it's going to lead to other things. Mm-hmm. I think. That's how I see it. I don't know about you.
In my case, the reason why I brought it up, you know, seeming like we're happy when we all have our shit, right? We all have our thing.
Yeah.
I mean, just a quick reality check. Although it may seem like, you know, we're all happy, happy, whatever, whatever. Mm. We do go through some stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And, right? And, you know, you just have to remember that if you do decide to change careers, you have to remember that it won't be 100% sunshine and rainbows all the time. You know,
we've said this before, way back, before, that way we back. Had bad days where we don't want to go into work at radio or hosting. I don't want to host this like because I'm feeling bad or not really. Anyway,
true. I mean, to get to a point where you're actually happy, you know. You kind of have to go through some shit.
Yeah. But the overall, I think the overall picture is if you're passionate about it.
It goes with the territory.
Yeah. Right? So yeah, good luck.
Good luck.
Any advice for them though in terms of side hustles? Like, you know, find what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But keep your day job. I think that's what it is. Mm-hmm. Keep your day job until your side hustle or your passion can sustain you, and then you just leave that shit all behind.
Mm-hmm.
Let it fuck that.
Yeah,
you know, get out of that place you hate, but you need it right now. Use it. Think of it as a stepping stone or a means to an end. I don't know if that's a privileged thing to say. Is it? It's not, right? I mean, it's a progression of life.
Yeah,
because I needed to work at a job I didn't like to make it to come out here to move out here to the Philippines, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like that. I hated some of the jobs that I did. Like, it drained me mentally and emotionally and whatever. Not really physically because it was a desk job, but it drained me.
Mm-hmm.
But I was always, not always, but I was always focused on where I wanted to go. You know. Anything else you want to say?
That's it, man. Thank you.
This one from Not a Bot.
Not a bot.
Sincerely, I'm not a bot. Might as well just name myself that. Okay. Not a bot. Okay. Go, Rika G.
Hi, Rika and JC. I don't know how to say that
unsolicited.
Word.
Unsolicited.
Unsolicited survey. I love your Where You Been and Leche Fan Mail portion of your show. We always have a survey at work, so there I might as well incorporate it. I swear the survey is powerful at business. Google Forms survey is nice and you should try it.
Maybe we should.
Anyway, I have a topic about people who don't want kids. I'm in that category ever since, and I've seen interviews about this topic with foreigners, but not much with Filipinos. I just wonder the thoughts of Pinoys and out there who have no child thinking as well. As a background, I'm a Filipino female, 33 years old, with a 6-year relationship with my boyfriend. We talked about it and we are both in the same thought. Of course, there comes a time when I see friends having kids and I would also think about it, but having no child prevails in the end. I'm 33 and I still have not done the things I want in life, and I have a lifetime to do with my partner. Is that selfish? Maybe people are scared of the thought of growing old and not have a family or kids to take care of them, but I'd like to think that we are truly never alone.
If there's any actual childless person out there at their old age already, or at least at a older age, there would always be a person to take care of them, relatives or not. Please still have time for my Q&A below. Hey. Okay, so the Q&A is different from the topic. So let's talk about the topic first.
Okay.
So the question is, the thoughts on not having kids, first
okay,
of all.
Okay, so I have thoughts about it. Actually, my boyfriend and I talked about it a few weeks ago,
But you've had this thought for a while.
For a while.
I remember we talked about this like a year or two ago.
So I'm in a 7-year relationship with my boyfriend, and I revealed that I actually don't want kids. Mm-hmm. I don't want kids for a number of reasons. And actually, one of them is that, you know, I have a lot of things to do and I want to do in life. And really, in the end, although that's true, when you're surrounded by people who already have kids and families, you kind of want to, you know, ride that wave. Or, you know, it's a wave.
It's kind of like peer pressure in a sense.
In a way. You know, it's not like alcohol or drugs and shit. But, you know, in a good way.
Yeah, because, right? Because you see how happy they are. Yes. You see the family photos.
But I always go back to, you know what? I really don't want kids. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, it's caused a little bit of tension, but it's something that we don't really talk about yet, to a finality. Because right now, even my boyfriend, even though in the future he wants to have kids, right now he doesn't.
Okay.
So if we're in the same page right now, then I'm good with it. But the thing is, I always think about this. Even if we're not in the same page right now, I know in the future that we won't be.
Right. So there's a chance it could change.
There's a chance it could change, but I'm thinking, it's fine with me if in the future, because I mean, everything changes anyway.
Yeah.
Right.
So the question also at the end of that, I still have not done the things I want in life. Is that selfish? Not at all. Right.
No, I don't think not so. Not at all. You know what? I'm really glad that my boyfriend is very cerebral din kasi siya mag-isip. And he sees me as an individual person, even though we're in a relationship, which I'm really thankful because I know a lot of people who would not feel the same way, who would think that you're selfish, who would think that you're not thinking about me as a, you know, as your significant other. But I'm really, I think in a sense, I'm lucky also, like her, who's been in a 6-year relationship and, you know, wants the same thing.
They talked about it too, right?
So, alam mo yun, parang, yeah, I'm glad that you think na I have my own thoughts. This is my body that, you know, it's going to go through pregnancy. So, yeah, it was actually a really scary thing to say.
I have a question for you. When did that, because you're 7 years now, right? At how many years in did you discuss that? Because, you know, you don't say it on you might do it in year one, but you don't say it on the first date, right? So when did you say that?
Actually, I've been feeling like, that way. Maybe second or third year into a relationship, but I only said it maybe 2 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. Fine. Because it was a little scary.
So I thought it was going to be,
I thought it was going to be a deal breaker, honestly.
Yeah, I could see. I mean, I could see it being a deal breaker for some people.
Diba?
Which I think is also not selfish either. If somebody wants kids and they realize their partner doesn't, I don't think it's unfair for them to break up because they want different things.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what else?
So it's not selfish. Q&A.
I have something to say about kids, too. I feel like we've talked about this before here, but I'll just say it again. When you're younger, when you're 18, 19, 20, you see all the older people, and usually that's the mindset that you get. Well, when I'm 30, I'm going to have kids. I'm going to have a family. I'm going to have a wife, a house, a car. I'm almost 30 now. And everything has completely shifted. Like, I don't know if I want, even a wife in general, I don't know if I want to get married. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I have no idea if I want to get married. I used to want, like, I remember when I was with my first girlfriend way back, or two girlfriends, or maybe second girlfriend.
At the same time?
No. You know, like, when I'm my first or second girlfriend, we're talking about, oh yeah, we're going to have kids, we're going to have a family. If I talk like that now, I would be so terrified.
Yeah.
I have no idea if I want kids because of obviously for me, it's not my body who's going to give birth to the kid, but it's the more of the financial, the emotional, the commitment to, because that's lifelong. You know what I mean?
I have a question for you about marriage.
What?
Do you think it's an achievement? Because you know how here in the Philippines and maybe, you know, in other parts of the world, it's parang tinitignan siya as an
progression,
achievement.
The next step in life,
right? It's an achievement. It's a, you know, worthy of a congratulations you got married.
Yeah.
So does that mean if you don't get married, you don't get a congratulations? You don't get a pat on the back?
Of course, you know, getting married is an incredible thing, right?
It's
awesome.
It's a celebration of love.
Blah, blah, blah. But if you don't get married, I don't think it should be a knock on you. I understand why some people might, you know, there's people who won't just... there's people who aren't married, and some people might have an opinion of them. I don't think so, though, in terms of, like, is it an accomplishment? Yeah, it's an accomplishment, but is it a necessary thing to achieve in life? No.
And it's not the only accomplishment that you can have at 30 or older.
Yeah.
And I think it's also because of, you know, generations and generations of people telling you that, you should be married at 30. You should be married by this age.
Aziz Ansari, he had one comedy special. I think his opening, like, first joke was about marriage. And it really kind of resonated with me because that's my thoughts on it. Marriage is spending this your life with the same person until you fucking die. Right? Yeah. I mean, that's the promise you're, I mean, of course there's divorce and annulment, but that is the premise of marriage.
But the vow that you take is essentially that.
That's what you're signing up for. You're signing up for a whole lifetime. And the thing is, I have so much left of my life to live. Mm-hmm. How do I know I want to spend the rest of my life with this person or this person?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a few people that I want permanently, my family. I have some friends that I wouldn't probably mind living or like hanging out with for the rest of my life, but someone that you're going to stay with at, well, obviously you're going to be in the same household.
Yeah.
You have to have the same mindset on. You got kids, but not just kids. Money. Mm-hmm. What else? What else?
Every asset.
Aspect of your life. It's a shared thing now. You become responsible for one another. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of terrifying, right? That's scary as fuck, bro.
Yeah.
It's scary, man.
Actually, yeah, it is somewhat terrifying, but it can also be just your choice.
It could be rewarding too. I'm not saying
it's... Yeah, of course, obviously. But I mean, it could also just be a choice. I mean, most people, I think, who don't get married probably would say, nah, because I'm terrified or I'm not ready or whatever. Mm-hmm. But what if it's just a choice?
Yeah.
Not because you're scared.
Mm. Yeah, the people who make the choice to get married, they've obviously, in their minds, at least in that moment, you know, think that they have found the one that they want to spend in their life. And that is incredible, right?
It is.
Imagine finding someone that you can confidently say, I want to hang out with you for the
forever.
Rest of my life. If I ever find that, I'll get married.
Man.
You know what I mean? If I ever find someone that I want to hang out with for the rest of my life, dude, I would love to get married. Yeah. But right now, I haven't found that person. And the thought of it is daunting to me.
Yeah.
But I think it's great. But if you don't, you can live a great life without it too. Marriage and or kids, you know, in general. Yeah. Anything else you want to say, Rika G?
That's it. I mean, she has a couple of
questions. Oh, yeah, Q&As. Let's go. Number one, Rika G. Anything that you discovered recently?
My love for BTS is there. It's burning.
Yeah.
Fire is there. How about you?
Just a lot of video games. Like they're putting a huge emphasis on crossplay now. Ooh. Crossplay meaning you can play if you're on Xbox, you can play against someone who's on.
It's like you dress up in anime, exactly. But it's just cross. Are you a crossplayer?
Dressing up as Jesus. That's fucked up.
No. That's what I didn't think about.
You were
that.
Thinking it.
No, I was you not. Okay, I was said cross, like a cross.
Thinking cross. That's a bad joke. Okay. No, but crossplay, like you can play if you're on Xbox,
what?
You can play with PS4,
no.
PS4, you can play with PC,
how?
Like Warzone. I mean, they just basically connect to the same servers.
Okay.
So I think because back in the early console days, there was console wars, and there still is. So if there's people who are team PS4, there's people who are team Xbox, there's Xbox exclusive, PS4 exclusive, but I feel like the progression of gameplay has to go to crossplay. Because then you can play with your friends. Mm-hmm. If someone is a PC gamer, they don't like controller, they can play with controller players. Like that's why Warzone is really great for me because my cousins are on PS4. Mm-hmm. I have a cousin that's on PC. I'm on Xbox. I feel like that's why I've been looking into games that are crossplay. Hence the new Star Wars Squadron game, which is coming out. It's crossplay. So I'm looking into games that are crossplay that I can play with my friends and my cousins in the future. That's what I have discovered lately. Question number two, Rika G. Number two, advice that you received that changed your life perspective in life or that you can't forget. Anything recently?
Not recently, I remember one from my sister. Because you know that my sister, my second sister, who's closer to me. And it's not like a dig on my eldest sister. It's just that we're closer. We were roommates growing up. She actually told me at one point in my life, I was at a crossroads. She told me that whatever decision that you make, you just have to remember that you won't regret it or that, you know, you can fully say that you decided on it.
Okay.
And it's not about anybody else. It's about you. Because it is your life. That you, kumbaga sinabi niya sa akin na dapat kaya mo siya panindigan.
Yes.
There.
Okay. Stick to your guns.
Yeah, and it can be with anything. Because at that time, it was about I'm not going to say, but, but it can be about anything, your job, your relationship, it can be about yourself. So I think that's a good advice for, you know, a lot of people out there.
Okay.
Whatever you decide, dapat panindigan mo, kaya mo siyang sabihin that you did it.
Mm-hmm.
There.
Okay.
How about you?
I didn't really receive this directly, but I kind of took a lesson. Actually, if you listen to our Lechica with Mong Feliciano, I talked a little bit about it. So Dave Chappelle, he's a stand-up comedian, and he got awarded like the highest honor in comedy, the Mark Twain Award. And the Netflix special on it is actually there. You should watch it. Is Mark Twain funny? No, Mark Twain was a writer. Oh. He actually kind of, I don't know if he was racist, but they're like, the N-word was in his books and stuff. Yeah, they actually make jokes about it in the awarding. But the thing about Dave Chappelle is he, about his comedy in general, it's very real. It's very, and he says, and a lot of the people who also went on stage and talked about Dave Chappelle say that Dave Chappelle was never afraid to be himself.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, something that we can all really learn from. Because Dave Chappelle would make jokes about anything, literally anything offensive. They're hella offensive jokes.
Yeah.
But it's a joke. And he knows that.
Yeah.
And he was trying to make real life issues kind of funny in a way. And I think that's really cool. Like, it's really cool that he was never afraid to be himself. You know, do you know the Dave Chappelle story-ish?
No.
So Dave Chappelle, he had a show called The Chappelle Show.
Okay.
You know, there's a lot of memes about it. You should watch the skits on YouTube. Mm-hmm. You know Key and Peele?
Yeah.
So Dave Chappelle Show was Key and Peele before Key and Peele.
Oh,
like,
okay.
He was like the one that... He's like the one that started it all. What do you call that, Rika G?
Who paved the way.
The paved the way. There we go, man. And Comedy Central kind of... He got like blacklisted because the show was doing so good. You should look into it. And he went to Africa for like 12 years.
What?
He disappeared from entertainment in general.
Yeah.
To kind of just live, do his own thing. Because he didn't want to do the things that were asked of him.
Okay.
Can you imagine? He walked away, Rika G, from $50 million.
What?
Walk away from $50 million, Rika G. I dare you.
Don't know.
You wanted to stick with your guns. $50 million?
Wow.
How many people would walk away from $50 million because they didn't want to do something that they didn't want to do?
Not me.
It's incredible.
Right.
So that's something that I wish I could live by. It would be difficult. You know, imagine, like, for example, money. But if let's say if politicians live that way, dude, I think we'd have less corruption.
Yeah.
If politicians really wanted to do good. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying all politicians are bad, but there are some good eggs out there, but there are also a lot of rotten ones.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if they really wanted to help people.
Yeah.
And
we would have a better life, man.
Just not here in the Philippines, just in everywhere in the world. So that's something that I learned, or at least...
What did he do in Africa?
Just chilled there, I guess. I mean, I don't know what exactly he did, but he was just...
Did he have, like, enough money to live?
He's rich, man.
Years.
He's fucking rich, dude. Damn. I mean, he was rich from Chappelle Show the first few two seasons or whatever. He had a stand-up. I mean, he was an actor. He's an actor as well, so he had some movie role. I'm sure he was set up already for life. Right. I guess that also gives him a little bit of power, too. Like, you have all this money. You can say and do whatever you want. I can imagine it being very difficult to say no to things if you don't have the money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Number three, any Instagram account that you think is cool that everyone should follow.
Yes.
Don't say BTS because I know you're going to say BTS.
No, I wasn't going to say BTS. You guys should check out Manila Coffee Shops. Really cool. They feature a lot of different coffee shops around Manila. And not just in Manila, like everywhere here in the Philippines. Also, this is all about coffee. I'm sorry. You guys should also... Wait lang. Tama ba ako? Coffee.jpg is really cool too. Also, last one is Barista Daily.
Barista Daily.
There's this one espresso machine that they featured in Barista Daily that fucking is made up of cement, man.
What?
I'll show you, man.
For real?
Yeah.
Like the
like cement.
The structures
and I don't even know if it's functioning, but it looks cool.
Damn.
Looks cool.
That's
so
awesome.
So there.
If you're a gamer, a really funny meme Instagram is gamers doing things.
Mm-hmm.
Funny videos and memes posted there. There's a lot of TikTok, not Instagram, but there's a lot of TikTok users that are, let's say you're a fan of Call of Duty Warzone, like I am. There's so many TikTokers out there that make great, funny, and informative content
true,
for the games.
True. Speaking of Instagram accounts. Last night, I came across this one Instagram account that just posts funny videos around the Philippines, like what happens, like randomly. Okay. You don't even know these people. Ang ano niya, Instagram niya is Kabulastugan. Check it out. You will not regret it. But it's so funny.
Ano pa ba? I follow people like Gary Vaynerchuk. Mm-hmm. If you're into motivation, because he is a content creator god.
Yeah.
He literally releases something every 6 hours because he has a team.
Okay.
But he'll release a video, he'll release a meme, he'll mm-hmm. release a picture, and across like fucking all of the platforms.
The hell, dude.
Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. But on Instagram, he posts a lot of IGTV videos, mm-hmm. and the clickbait is so good, Rika G. Like, he'll give you the gist of what he's going to talk about. Mm-hmm. He'll give you, like, the meatiest part,
mm-hmm.
and then he'll restart the video from the start. So now you're, like, invested in it.
Right. Yeah,
it's basically clickbait 101.
Yeah.
But he has a lot of great points. Sometimes he could be abrasive, but Gary, G-A-R-Y-V-E-E, because Vaynerchuk's kind of hard to spell.
Yeah.
But if you want to check out some motivational stuff, he's great.
You've
seen him, too.
Yeah.
He's great on Instagram.
I can't see
out of
this
all his platforms, Instagram is probably the like it's like quick hit motivation.
Yeah.
If you just want something to pump you up for the day, Gary V is great.
Gary
Not
v.
Gary Valenciano. But Mr. Ba? Pure Energy.
He's also very
energetic.
No, I mean inspirational. Yeah, that's what I wanted to say.
Yeah. Do you see his
Gary V?
Gary V, his mashup with Ben and Ben?
No, not
oh,
yet.
It's good. They mashed up, I think, Pating In and...
Oh, here it is. Okay, sorry.
Gary, let me see that cement shit. Damn, that
right?
shit is dope looking.
I don't know if it works, but I mean...
What is this, Barista Daily?
Yeah.
Damn, that shit, from July 5.
What the
Barista
hell,
Daily's
dude?
Instagram.
Anyway.
Tell them we sent you.
Kaka?
Or are we done? What do you want to do? We still have some. We can save it.
Got this a question.
Do we have one? Oh, we're done with the mail.
Okay. Huh? Got this a question.
Okay, we have a few got this questions. Don't forget, by the way, to follow us on Instagram, Halo Halo Show. We do ask you on there. We have one from AJ De Los Reyes who says he was going to write on our story, but the question is freaking long. So here it is. If you had one shot, one opportunity, one moment, would you, rewind time so you can go back to the past, but you can't move forward. You can't go back to the present.
Mm-hmm.
Or would you rewrite time? You can only go back to the past, but for only one day, and then jump back to the present. Any changes will alter the present.
Ooh, what the hell?
That's BTS,
that is
bro.
BTS, bro.
Once again, the question is, would you rewind time but not be able to go back to where you are now in the present?
Okay.
Or would you go back in time, alter that one day, and then you'll be brought back to the future or to the present?
But you would go back to the present differently.
It'll be a different world because you fucked with the time in one day.
I would do the first one.
Where you'd stay in time
stay
and then
there.
Move on?
Yeah.
How far back would you go?
You know what? I've thought about this.
I have so many scenarios.
You know what? I've thought about asking you this question that would you have this like superpower wherein you could go back in time, but only 1 week at a time?
Okay.
And then when you go back in that 1 week, you have to recharge for one more week to go back.
Yeah.
Get more. Or you can, you know, recharge like a couple of weeks to go back to the get more.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
You
go back 1 week from now, but when you're there, you can't go back 1 week again. You have to spend one more week to recharge.
Yeah. So if you want to go back a year, you have to wait another year too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I understand the concept. Dude, mine is very genie three wishes thing. I would win the lotto. Like, it's easy. So for me, it doesn't really matter. Like, I would go back to a day when the lotto is really big and there's zero winners the next day. I just go back a day and win the lotto. But the thing is, would going back the day and putting those numbers in, would that change destiny? You know what I mean? Or would... Because we don't directly affect the lottery. You and me.
Yeah.
Unless we go... you know how the lotto is drawn? Mm. I don't know how they do it now, actually. Because dati, when I would vacation here, yung lolo ko, he would watch... Di ba sa TV, may live drawing yung lotto. I don't know. Do they still do that?
I think
on TV?
My dad still plays the lotto.
But
a lot.
Because I just look up the results online. Mm-hmm. Before, my lolo would actually watch on TV.
Yeah.
And he would write down
my dad
the numbers.
Too. Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if they still do that.
I don't know.
My point being is, unless we interact with the person who's picking the balls, mm-hmm. it's not going to matter. It's going to be the number. What? Picking the balls? You fucking immature. Could you shut up? Stop laughing.
I tried.
Picking the numbers. No. So if we don't interact... Grow up, Rikuji. We are the number 7 news and politics podcast. I need a little more professionalism from you. Think Karen Davila. Channel me your inner Karen Davila. Go. Talk about lottery. Go. Karen Davila.
What was your point again?
My point being is, you know how people say there's a butterfly effect?
Yeah.
So if you go back in time and you mess with something, when you go back in the future, it's going to be a totally different future. But if you go back a day... And you place the lotto numbers, you bet the lotto numbers that are going to win, that were supposed to win on that day. Mm. It's not, the numbers that are going to be picked are probably going to be the same numbers. You betting those numbers isn't going to change that those numbers are picked, right?
Yeah, because you're just going back in time.
You're just going back in time, and you're not affecting the number picker.
Yeah.
Just picking the number.
We don't know
that. Numbers that are on the circular things. The balls. Right?
We don't know that,
yeah, well, obviously we don't know, but. I feel like I could still win the lotto.
Because if you go back one day, yeah, would it still be the same numbers?
That's what I'm thinking. I don't know. It should be. Because we're not directly in contact with the people who are going to pick those numbers. I could see it being a thing.
But you're also opening up the scenarios with the people interacting with a person who would pick the numbers.
Yeah, so unless you mess with their day... I doubt it.
But it could go differently.
It could go. Right? Have you seen that movie?
If only.
No. There's a movie where these kids he watches a video. It's actually a pretty entertaining movie. He's watching an old family video of him on his birthday when he was like 6 years old. And he sees himself as an adult in the video. It's not a horror thing.
Yeah.
Because his dad built a time machine. And so him and his friends go back in time. And they win the lotto, but then, airplanes start crashing into the ground.
Right.
It's a good, I think it's called like the Paradox movie. I'll look it up anyway.
Yeah. What I watched is If Only. Do you know
yeah,
that?
Yeah, with Jennifer Love Hewitt. Yeah. Good movie.
Good movie, right?
Weird ending.
No, it's not. Somebody has to die.
Why? Why does somebody have to die?
Because that's destiny.
Okay.
Anyway,
teen time travel movie, dude. It's an entertaining movie. It's not the best movie. It's one of those movies that are kind of, I think, shake cam, Project Almanac, which was named something else before. It was a different title.
It's a movie?
Okay. David Raskin and his friends discover his dead father's time machine design. They get the machine started, but their joy turns to horror when they find out the results of their immature actions.
The lesson here is to just not fuck up, fuck with time.
But you would, right?
Yeah,
you definitely
if
you had the chance. And you could... My only fear with time is it would take me back to like the 1800s and I can't get back. That's my only fear with time travel. But if I could, with full certainty, know that I could go back in time into a certain place and I'll get there. Dude, I would totally use it. Not even a question, bro. There was a name for it. Yeah, but Project Almanac. There was a different name for it before, though. Anyway, anything else you want to say?
That's a really cool question.
It's a great question.
Yeah.
You want to do one more? Or are we
sure, one more.
One more. Okay. Ba-ba-ba-ba. Do you watch The Office? No.
No, I don't.
Okay, so this one won't really be relevant to you. How do you reset? From, I guess, Aden Sena, what's your most memorable nightmare or dream?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I remember this one dream I had when I was a kid. It's so vivid that until now I can remember it. Because before the whole lockdown thing, years before, there was this, bazaar that was held in UP Diliman every year. During Christmas time, and then we would always go there to like buy stuff, gifts, and whatever, buy fish balls and whatever. Mm-hmm. And then I remember having a dream that I was there, and then somebody was looking at me like in a weird way as a kid, okay?
Okay.
This there were two guys. And then they started running towards me. So I started to run. So I ran. And then when I looked back, they were so near me that when I looked to the front, I hit a wall and then I woke up.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was scary because when I woke up, I still felt, you know, nervous. Mm-hmm. I was, yeah. So there, until now, I can still remember it.
Mm. I rarely remember my dreams.
They said that guys rarely remember.
Is that right?
It's because of the brain chemistry.
I've always wanted to learn how to lucid dream. Mm-hmm. As scary as it might be, like you could fuck it up. But I hear it's like incredible.
I'm sure.
You can train. I hear you can. I read and I've seen video. You can train your mind to lucid dream. Like where you can control your. How awesome would that be?
I know.
But I don't think I could do it.
Yeah, but I have some vivid dreams, especially when I sleep a certain position. Mm. So on my back, I have very vivid dreams when I sleep on my back.
How do you normally
back.
Sleep? I sleep on my side.
My left side specifically. When I sleep on my right side, I turn around and like subconsciously. No. When I'm unconscious, yeah, I turn around when I accidentally sleep on my right. Magigising ako, ay, nasa left na ako.
True.
And then when I accidentally sleep on my back, I have very bad dreams.
My head has to, my thing is I usually sleep on my side, but my only thing that I really need is my head to be elevated. Like, yeah. Not just one pillow, I need like three.
I need two pillows on my
and one in
head.
My between my legs.
Yeah, I need two.
You need two between your legs, okay.
No, one in between my legs, tapos yung isa holding me up because I'm on my side.
Right.
Para siyang kickstand.
Like yeah. I hold a pillow too.
It's so weird because last night I remember Mick having a, I don't know if it's a nightmare.
Oh no.
So he was beside me and then he started talking.
I've done that before. I've talked in my sleep supposedly.
Pero hindi ko maintindihan yung sinasabi niya, but I know there it's words. Kasi para siyang he was in a struggle.
Oh no.
That was. And I'm sure he doesn't remember it because when we woke up, he was happy. He was like, yeah, okay, let's go to work, whatever.
Interesting.
Right?
Did I share this on the Halloween mix from way back? My mom told me a story of when I was young, that when I was maybe 4 or 5 years old, that I was talking in my sleep. Mm-hmm. Real story, true story. And she said that I was saying like, there are three dead people.
You said that in your sleep?
Yeah, something like that. Something along that line. And I said my name.
Okay.
And I think I said I had a yaya. I think my yaya's name. And then before I could say the third name, my mom woke me up because she didn't. Wala lang. But I don't remember it.
Damn. That's scary.
I have only one dream/nightmare, which I've shared on here as well, is that I dreamt I had a kid and that we were eating canned food. And that was one of the genesis of like I don't know if I want kids in my life. I had a daughter,
right?
And I was like, oh shit, I can't take care of her because
maybe that's where The Last of Us came. You know, you had a kid, right? Oh, but unfortunately, oh no, spoiler.
Okay. Spoiler alert. That's it. That's the Let Check Out for this week. Anything?
Yeah.
If you want to participate. Please send us an email.
Yes, it's thehalohaloshow@gmail.com. Don't forget to use our link for Lazada if you're going to shop there. Mm-hmm. It's on our bio.
And as well as the podcast description
box yes.
for this mix. You hear someone sneeze?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
That's it, man.
That's it. Yeah.
thehalohaloshow@gmail.com
for our for the Got Us a Question, we'll post on our Instagram. So follow us on there as well. Halohaloshow on there. And we also have Twitter. You could ask questions.
Twitter, Instagram, well. And TikTok.
Yeah.
We have there.
And yeah, man.
Thanks.
That's it. Listen to Mix 88 or 89. I don't know when we're releasing this, but whatever the latest mix is, that's it. Extra song.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.